Welcome to episode 3 of Making It to Sunrise with Dick Dragon and Michaela. Today we're talking about gaslighting, and this will actually be a continued conversation because just the subject of gaslighting will definitely need more than
it's
one
huge.
Episode.
It's crazy huge.
Yeah.
There's so many parts.
Oh, yeah. There's the layers to it.
Are crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Because what is gaslighting?
Gaslighting is intentional manipulation. It is intentionally... I was reading the definition for psychology today, but of course my memory specifics is not very good. But it's intentional, it's deliberate manipulation to try to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. I mean, they have a better, more PC answer. Check Psychology Today's website. Mm-hmm. They'll show you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's intentional. It's basically someone saying, you saying like, hey, I'm having a problem with this. And you coming back to me and saying, well, you didn't do the dishes. So that's really like, it's all your fault. And I'd be like, but I wasn't talking about dishes. I was talking about like some other issue. And then they just turn it around and make it your fault. And then they tell you your memories are wrong. Your reality is wrong. And they try to make you crazy.
And one of the main things of narcissistic trauma, which really does bring in PTSD, is questioning yourself and
your sanity.
Yeah, because I mean there were times when I would see handprints on her back from somebody else.
Not me.
No. The ex-narcissist. She
not a current one.
No.
I just want to clarify. They don't know.
Well, that's true. So my ex-wife, yeah, she would have handprints on her back, clearly from somebody else. And I'm like, oh, well, what happened there? She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. There's nothing there. I don't see anything. And it's clear. I've seen clear physical evidence on her. And she will vehemently deny until the day she dies.
And one of the really interesting things, we've had many conversations about gaslighting and how we've been gaslit between family members and relationships.
My last job.
It's all over the place and it's intentional. So, you know, we did some research online too of, you know, like what are the professionals saying you should do to combat when someone's gaslighting you? How do you react? What do you do? And we started reading these and we were laughing at how ridiculous all the professionals were because, well, if we put those into situations we've had in our lives, it's laughable. Because a narcissist gaslighting, the thing that I think people are missing when they're talking about this is deliberate. This is intentional. They know they are full of shit. They know it. They're aware of it. They want you to think you are crazy and think they're not full of shit.
Yeah.
It's very different than what a lot of people online are saying is try to reason with them and explain them that your memories are different and they hurt your feelings. A narcissist doesn't give a fuck. So in our opinion,
yes,
you know, there's professionals. We are not professionals.
This is our experience.
In our opinion, in our experience with narcissists and gaslighting, 99% of the stuff we read online today about how to combat it would never work in a million years.
They're saying journal about it. Write your evidence down. I'm like, I have had flat out physical evidence and no, it didn't work.
Care.
There was a situation where it was clear I saw her face print in the carpet where she was clearly face down, ass up, getting her face twisted into the carpet. And when she came home, I didn't even see that side of her face. I go, oh, what happened to your cheek? And she immediately reached for the cheek that was ground into the carpet. I mean, there was no mark on her cheek. I didn't even look at her. She hadn't even looked at me.
What's real?
And she reached for that cheek. But, you know, no, nothing happened there.
It's all over the place. And it's constant when you're in a narcissistic relationship or marriage or workplace or family environment. It's constant.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing that we were discussing is we had a slip up of a miscommunication, a mismemory recently. And the answers they were giving online for how to deal with people gaslighting fit more into an honest mistake.
Yes.
Opposed to someone that was intentionally trying to manipulate you. Because for our situation, we were talking about this GoPro and that it really, we didn't buy a very good one. It was a bad one. And so I forget who started it, but I think you started talking about how this GoPro you bought wasn't very good and kind of like it was his fault he bought a bad GoPro. And I'm like, no, don't worry. I bought it. It was really, I bought the bad GoPro. And then we kind of went around in circles, not in a fight, but we were both saying, no, I bought the GoPro. And he's like, no, you bought the accessories, I bought the GoPro. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I bought the fucking GoPro. I remember using it. I've had the GoPro. I know I have the GoPro, but I'm like, and then after we kind of both went around, because we're both 1,000% adamant we bought this fucking GoPro. We were both. I'm like, oh, yeah. I remember looking at them. I remember unboxing it. I remember using it. And then finally, I just kind of said, like, we weren't even arguing. It was just a conversation where we were both really confused. And because we're real good like that. And finally, I just, okay, fine, you bought it. And I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm sure I bought it. But I'm like, it doesn't matter. So that conversation is very much like how they tell you to do gaslighting. But we weren't gaslighting each other, but that would have been fit along the lines. But it was 2 minutes after, I'm like, that's fine, whatever. And in my head, I'm like, I know it. And I bought that GoPro. And I was like, wait, hold up. I'm like, I bought another camera that's small, like a GoPro that's this big. I forgot I had it. I don't know where it is. It was me. It was totally me. It took me like 2 minutes to realize it, but then I came to you and I was like, it was totally me. I'm totally wrong. My memory's wrong. So there's a difference between someone gaslighting, because gaslighting is intentional. Gaslighting is deliberate, where if one of us was a narcissist, that would have been an argument. It would have been like, what's wrong with your memory? Mm-hmm. It would have been, why are you being an asshole and saying you bought this? Like, there would have been a fight. And us, we were both just looking at each other like, I love you, honey, but I bought it. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. And I'm just like, no, I bought it for you.
And I was like,
I found this deal.
And I was like, I bought it, but that's okay. Like, it's okay. It's a shitty GoPro. And we run around in circles. So it's really funny. I'm wondering if, you know, who messed with my memory to make me think I bought it so we could have this conversation later. But I was so damn adamant about that damn GoPro.
Oh, it was, well, it's because it was purchased for your use.
Yeah, it was purchased for me.
And we had looked at GoPros in other places, and I happened to find a deal on an older one. Battery was terrible. And actually, this is what sparked the conversation, because the battery was bad in it.
Yep. So any which way, there's a difference when you go online looking for help for gaslighting. The people that are writing about gaslighting, a lot of people aren't talking about gaslighting. They're talking about like what we had, which I don't know what that's technically called, but two people remembering a situation, slightly different. Yeah. One of you is wrong, but you both remember something. That's different than gaslighting.
Yeah, gaslighting is deliberate steps to make you question yourself.
Right.
Because the narcissist is always right. They are never wrong. And no matter what, they will always be right. They will always make sure they are right. And I was accidentally told by my ex-wife that she can convince herself of any truth. She can convince herself of any truth.
Yeah, see, I had gaslighting, of course, with my ex-husband, a ton. Very similar to, like, your thing, but it was about anything I said. But the one that stuck up in my mind more is this just doesn't happen in romantic relationships. This happens in families. Because in my family growing up, there was always tension where if I brought up somebody hurt my feelings, somebody did something, you hurt my feelings, I'm bringing it up. I always try to have the conversation like, hey, something you did hurt my feelings. They always got mad at me. All of my family always got mad at me for saying, hey, something you did hurt my feelings. So I stopped saying that because I'm like, I'm strong enough just to shake it off and be okay with it and not hold grudges about it. But then later that came up again years later with them being like, you know, I'm like, you guys hurt my feelings all the time and I shake it off. Like, and they're like, what? We want to know about it. And I'm like, yeah, but when I tell you, get mad at me. I had this fucking conversation with my family. And they're like, well, we want to know. And because they give me all this stuff like, you're valid and we want to know. And I'm like, so the next time they were criticizing me over, you know, how I've failed with religion because I don't believe the right things, how they hate my hair and my hair color and how like all this, like they don't like who I am, how I dress. And they were criticizing one of these things about me that they do on a regular basis. You know, I finally was like, okay, I'm driving home from work and I'm like, you know, when you said X, it made me feel bad. Like, you know, like letting them know because we had an argument about me confronting them when they do things that make me feel bad. So I said it very calmly, whatever, whatever. I've done this. I did this with my mom 3 times. And well, as like in the last few years, whatever, when I was talking to her. And she turned it around and she would say, what's wrong with you for feeling that way?
Yep.
That is what you say. What's wrong with me for having those feelings? And I was like, you're the one that told me you wanted to know. And I said that to her. And she's like, but what's wrong with you? Why would you think I would hurt you and think that you have something wrong with you? Yeah. Gaslighting the fuck out of me. Yeah. And the last time I did that, we are now no contact. The last time I did that and I'm like, hey, what you're doing has really hurt me. She started screaming. literally screaming at me, saying, how dare I hurt her and be mean to her? And why am I being so mean to hurt her? And she hung up on me. That's gaslighting, because I'm like, something you did hurt my feelings. You asked me to know. I told you, you wanted to know. I told you, hey, and I said I wasn't upset. Hey, something you did hurt my feelings. Like, I would say that to you. You've seen me do that to other people. You've seen me be like, hey, I'm not really a big fan of that. I'm very calm about that. And I don't get mad until, like, someone intentionally does something over and over. Then I get pissed. Otherwise, I'm very calm about, like, hey, something you did, like, really rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, it's healthy boundaries you were setting for yourself.
And she's, how dare I hurt her by being upset at something she did. Gaslighting. So I think what we need to do what do we do for these conversations? When we get into these gaslighting conversations, has there been things that you have said that you feel like have worked, have helped when you were being gaslit at some point in your life? Is there anything you can think of that has helped?
No.
There isn't a lot, is there?
No.
There isn't a lot. Something like I have said is I've just said, we all know you're lying. Like, I've said that. I know you're lying. You know you're lying. And I'm done with it. And I think every time I've had anybody in my life that gaslit me, I had to cut ties with them.
Yeah.
I had to be done. I had to get divorced. I eventually had to cut ties with my family, which fucking burns every goddamn day. But I had to for my mental sanity.
Even...
they may see this someday and they'll tell the world how horrible I am. It is what it is.
Yep.
But I had to for my mental sanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
again, throughout all of this, the main thing you need to think of is yourself. Before you allow this to break you down to the point you decide, I am no longer for this world, and you are. You deserve to be here. You deserve happiness.
You deserve for someone to care when you say, like, hey, something you did hurt me. If I came to you and said, hey, you did something that hurt me, even if you didn't understand why it hurt me or you didn't think it should hurt me, your response wouldn't be, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Your response would be like, oh, shit. Like, what can we do? Because we don't want you to feel that way. Like, how can we? That would be my response. Okay. People need to treat people better with this. And I feel bad for the people that are struggling with gaslighting. And they go online and read these articles that tell you. And these articles are so horrible. In my opinion, we're not professionals. Some of these people are professionals. But in my opinion, and the experiences I've had with the people that have fucking gaslit the shit out of me. Had I gone to them and said, I know our memories are this situation are different. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Yeah. Let's work through them together. And how can I help? Help you help me make the world a better place, and let's talk about our feelings together because my feelings are valid. A narcissist doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. They will give you, and it's the best way to describe it, is a tornado whirlwind answer when you flat out tell them, hey, this is how I'm feeling, besides them trying to invalidate your feelings by making you feel like shit for having feelings. They will give you a 15 to 20 minute answer that doesn't actually answer anything, that is just this swirling mass of fucking word vomit. And then at the very end, when they feel you are confused enough, they're like, does that make sense? That does make sense, doesn't it? It does make sense. Yeah. It makes sense, doesn't it? It does make sense.
Mm-hmm. And even if you use those words.
And it's a bullying tactic. It's a bullying tactic.
And I had used those words with my ex-husband where I said, you're gaslighting me. And I've said, you know what? You're a narcissist. I've tried using these words, trying to get through to him to realize the extent of what he's doing.
Do you know what
he says? Those two times he said the same thing. He goes, oh, did you get a calendar with new words of the day? Did you learn a few new words? Oh, your vocabulary's growing, is what he did to me. And that's one of the other things, too, is like, oh, well, this could be considered gaslighting. Let's have a conversation about it so you don't gaslight me. No, bitch, that doesn't work.
And even corporate gaslighting. I had an issue with a very toxic woman up in the front office. She would come out unnecessarily for things that can be done either through a phone call or an email. Like, for me, I always had a cordless phone on my hip so I can be easily contacted if there was any issues. And one day she came out because one of my employees, he would call to say, hey, I need some product pulled down. Can you come down to my line and pull it down? I'm like, yeah, great. There was an issue. We ended up having to start calling through the main line. The customer service ladies would transfer him to my phone. Well, this woman came out and was like, this is so unnecessary. I shouldn't have to be coming out here to tell you. I'm like, well, I have a cordless phone. You can just call me on that. You don't need to come out here. Well, why is he calling you? Why is he calling through the phone? I go, because this is the way he's going to get a hold of me right now. I go, this is my shift. this is how I'm running it. And she actually went back to the office, was like, he was yelling at me so hard, he was getting red in the face. And then my direct boss, when I was talking to him about it, he was like, don't worry about her. He goes, you know, it's bullshit. That's just how she is. The day I gave my notice and I was still talking to him about this and being like, look, the toxic, hostile work environment this is, he actually ended up backing her up and backtracking and telling me I was wrong for telling her it was my shift because that there were other issues when they were basically trying to tell me I have no power as a night manager who's running an entire shift and I should just shut my mouth and be a good boy.
There was a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They treated you horribly.
Yeah, their LinkedIn poster.
Yeah, they treated you horribly. Mm-hmm. But that happens again, in corporate America.
Words and actions. Pay attention to the actions, not the words.
Yep, that happens in corporate America constantly. Mm-hmm. I worked for one of the nation's largest lenders for nearly 20 years. We know this, that will remain nameless. And they did that all the time to you. Constantly.
Okay.
So you come to them like, hey, I'm having a problem getting these things done. And I can't do this because we're missing this. But I want to get this project done, so I need to do this. And they come back and be like, yeah, well, we don't think this productivity number has been real high the last few days, and we're concerned about your productivity. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm coming in telling you I'm having an issue with this and this and this, and we need to fix this so I can do this. And now you're telling me my productivity is low. Well, my productivity for these few days is bad because of this, which is why I'm here. So you just want to be like, I need to get my productivity up. What can you do to help me get my productivity up? When I sent the meeting to come in and talk to you about this exact issue, that there's some sort of issue in the form or some bullshit. And they're like, you really need to work on your productivity. Mm-hmm. I am. That's why I'm fucking here.
Yep.
Like, of course, that's not how I said, because I'm classy.
I know. And that's toxic. Yeah.
It's toxic.
Yeah,
it's
the hostile work environment. And it's interesting because the people, and I have had formal complaints with HR about upper management and corporate employees. And it's interesting when I gave my notice and I was talking about the toxic hostile work environment, they're like, but the shift you were given, it no longer has a drama. I'm like, I'm not talking about the shift I'm given, but by the way, I fixed the drama within that shift that was still happening. And yet it was not the people I had complained about.
Right.
But it was about the shift I had moved into. But the employees working for me, there were no issues there. It was upper management and corporate employees.
Yeah, it's gaslighting's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's fucking everywhere. And I don't think we really talked about it and had a term for it until the last, 5 years?
Yes.
I had no idea what it was until one day someone's like, oh, that's gaslighting. And I'm like, what the fuck is gaslighting?
Yeah. I mean, gaslighting, this could be 2-3 more episodes easily.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a continued conversation.
Be, yeah.
There is so much. I mean, we have 40 years with narcissists and families in corporate America. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm sure so many people have so many stories about being gaslit. And it's so hard to know, how do you respond? And the only comments that I saw online from other people saying, like, the only way they found gaslighting is to cut those ties.
Yeah.
And that is so sad, because gaslighting is intentional.
And
gaslighting is intentional, and people don't want to acknowledge that. It's a fucking intentional thing people do to manipulate you and to make you be crazy.
Yeah. And I know online people have said, journal about it, write your evidence down, which for your own personal sanity, yes, find the evidence, clear evidence for you that shows you are not crazy. And this is, and gaslight, what brought me to my aha moment is because the gaslighting is what kept me down. Mm-hmm. Gaslighting broke my mental stability down. That's what brought me to doing the narcissistic job for themselves. Because after a while, you question every goddamn thing. You second guess every decision you want to make. Oh, well, I just, even going out and buying something for yourself and it's over a certain amount and you're like, I got anxiety over it because didn't feel I deserved it.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I think a good time to journal and keep notes on it is if it's gaslighting of like a coworker's gaslighting you. Mm-hmm. If your manager's gaslighting you and you're trying to take it up, then I think it's a good time to like document and journal, or if it's just something for yourself to make yourself feel better. But dealing with gaslighting when it's actively happening
in a relationship with a narcissist, because they will look down and be like, no, they're like, no, that you're wrong. You will be wrong. They will go to the ends of the earth and they will pull other people into the argument.
And if you're trying to defend yourself, they'll say, oh, look how crazy you're acting. Mm-hmm. Look how much worse your memory is. I'm worried about you. Your memory's so bad. Are you sure you're not? Wow, you know, it's time for you. You've gone insane.
Yeah. Even if your tone is neutral, they don't care. They're like, why are you, you need to calm down. Oh, you're overreacting. Exactly. Oh, you're no. You're just being emotional. Because, for a guy who has emotions, can't happen. That's not supposed to be. Not supposed to have them.
You have great emotions.
I love my emotions.
I love your emotions. They're so cute. We're sick and crazy, are we?
We are.
But it's hard. And I feel for people because so far the only thing that's really worked for me is to get up and leave.
Yeah.
But I still deal with that since my ex-husband and I have a child. I still deal with that now and then. We get along better now that we're separate because I had to put a lot of boundaries in place, which we could do a whole episode about that. Oh. I think I have it written down. To do an episode on that soon, but we still deal with it now and then. And usually what I say, what I'll say is, well, when you can talk to me with respect, we can talk again. I hang up on his ass.
And it's
not as much now as when the first year or so we got divorced, it was constant. I'm like, you can't send a message. This is a whole other topic.
Oh, yeah.
You can't send a message through the kid and you need to speak with me with respect or you can't speak with me at all. Period. Yeah. Boom. So now gaslighting with him because he's still a narcissist. He still gaslights me, but he doesn't have the control because I don't allow it because I disconnect and disengage and I hang up on his ass.
Or
I tell him to get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah. And even during arguments, like towards the end for me, I'd be like, we'd be having an argument. I'd be like, okay. That's what you believe. Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And that amazingly enough ended the conversation and ended any sort of argument real quick.
And then you go and you see a divorce attorney and that's what you do. I'm like, what else can you do? Because if they're deliberately trying to make you crazy, deliberately trying to make you question your sanity, you can't be in a relationship with someone that's deliberately trying to break your sanity. There is no overcoming that. No, those people need to be voted off the planet that do that shit. Voted off the planet. I don't know where they go. I don't really care, but they need to be voted off the planet. Did we decide what our next episode is?
Actually, it sounds like maybe boundaries would be a good one.
Boundaries. Next episode will be boundaries.
Okay.
When you're newly out of narcissistic relationships. Yep. We just decided right now because we have quite a few.
Okay.
More?
Okay. See?